This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Not a done deal, but a deal in principle. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias gets some reaction to the weekend bargain made by House Republican leaders and the Biden administration to raise the U.S. debt ceiling.
Some legislators taking to social media to criticize the deal, Republican Representative Dusty Johnson told CNN's State of the Union program that he's heard from several mainstream conservatives that they'll vote in favor.
That is VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday won Turkey's presidential runoff with third term in power. VOA's Dorian Jones has more.
Challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, reacting to the reported results, criticized the process. He says we've experienced the most unfair election in recent years. All the means of the state were mobilized for a political party. All possibilities were laid under one man's feet. Nearly all of Turkey's mainstream media are under Erdogan's control, which provided scant coverage of Kılıçdaroğlu's campaign. Erdogan's opponents warned that a renewed mandate would likely lead to more crackdowns on critics and a further slide into authoritarian rule. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
And this is VOA News. A growing number of Capitol rioters are facing hefty fines on top of prison sentences at their sentence hearings. That's because prosecutors appear to be ramping up efforts to prevent them from profiting from their participation in the riot on January 6th of 2021. An Associated Press review of court records shows prosecutors in riot cases are increasingly asking judges to impose sentences that include fines to offset donations from supporters of the rioters. Prosecutors acknowledge there is nothing wrong with raising money to pay for legal expenses, but the U.S. Justice Department in some cases has questioned whether all the money is really going to pay their lawyers, because many of those charged have had government-funded legal representation. Authorities say that a suspect has been arrested in connection with five separate shootings in the Phoenix, Arizona metro area that left four people dead and one woman wounded. The police say that 20-year-old Irene Byers was taken into custody Sunday on suspicion of four counts of murder of first degree and one count of attempted first degree murder. They say a motive for the shootings was not immediately clear, but Byers took responsibility for the shootings and told officers where they could find the clothes and gun used in the crime. Police say video surveillance footage showed the suspect wearing the clothing reported by witnesses at the multiple shooting scenes. North Korea has notified neighboring it's now planning to launch a satellite in coming days, which may be an attempt to put a military reconnaissance satellite into orbit. The notice gave a launch window from May 31st and June 11th and said that the launch may affect waters in the Yellow Sea, East China Sea, and east of the Philippines. Japan's Coast Guard issued a safety warning for ships in that area during those days. Pyongyang said earlier that this month its first military spy satellite was ready to launch. North Korea's past launches have demonstrated an ability to deliver a satellite into space, but there are questions about the satellite's actual capability. For many teens, roaming shopping malls in the U.S., hanging out in amusement parks and watching a movie at a local theater with their peers have been long considered the rites of passage to adulthood, but in recent days that independence have been curbed, an increasing number of malls, amusement parks, and other public places where teens gather to meet their friends have implemented new policies to prevent it. I'm sorry.